We take some time this afternoon to remember the life and legacy of Maya Angelou, who passed away this morning at the age of 86.
Angelou will be remembered as many things: a poet, storyteller, activist, autobiographer. One of her most famous poems was Still I Rise, originally written in 1978. Here's a bit of her reading the end of that poem.
Out of the huts of history's shame I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Maya Angelou reading from her poem, I Rise. And those words still resonate with us today, more than 35 years later. Here to talk with us about what Angelou meant to the world and to share her memories is Madison-based poet and author Fabu, who also served as Madison's poet laureate from 2008 to 2011. Fabu, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be able to just add my testimony to the wonderful life of Maya Angelou.
Well, Fabu, I know this is a sad day for you and for people around the world. How did she, though, as a poet, inspire you? What went through your head when you learned that she was gone?
I felt a great sadness that another elder had left the earth. And there's always the thought in my mind, who could ever take her place? So the thing about Maya Angelou, she was just the consummate artist because she was a poet. She was a writer, but also a dancer, a composer, an activist. She wrote cookbooks. And so just like another one of her famous poems, she was really a phenomenal woman.
And that poem we just heard, I know that poem. I haven't heard it in a while, but there is something about her voice that it just sort of gives you goosebumps, I guess. For me, I'd say you can hear in her voice that she has walked the walk. This is a woman who has lived these experiences and come out the other side. What do you think strikes you about just the way she presents her thoughts and her poetry?
Well, at first, when you always heard Maya Angelou's voice, you could identify it immediately, just as you said, for the richness and the weight of her voice. And you could hear seasons in it. I mean, in her voice is her absolute perseverance as a woman and also her refusal to be ashamed of any aspect of her life. So she's a great role model, not only as a writer, but as a human being. And that poem, Still I Rise, talks about the human experience in terms of whatever happens to you, still rise up.
Is that part of the message of Maya Angelou's life and work, that message of hope and optimism and to just keep getting up no matter what happens?
It is, but it was also a voice that was real in that she talked about her sadness, her tragedies, her failures. I think that Maya is so important to literature in America and especially African American because she was so absolutely honest in her creativity, but in her telling her story of her life, especially in her autobiographies. And I just finished reading her last one, Mom and Me and Mom, that she wrote just a few years ago. So from the beginning, from the famous I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings to her talking about her relationship with her mother, she really is so inspiring because it means that whatever lives the rest of us live, we can also approach it with the same undaunting courage. And I'll be honest, as a poet, I'm not sure I would lay out every nook and cranny of my life, but Maya Angelou did it with a great deal of grace and love and acceptance of other people.
And you just referenced what is probably her most famous work, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and it's the retelling of her life and girlhood in the South. in the Jim Crow era, what would you say is particularly striking about that piece of work?
Well, it was, again, taking the experience that most African Americans had lived in the South but had never read about, you know, had never seen someone tell the story, which was essentially their story as well. I was always struck with her talking about her grandmother, who was being disrespected by a little white girl. And Maya said in there, you know, her grandmother said, nothing's going to make me, nothing and nobody's going to make me not get to heaven. I'm going to live my life in a way that I can be proud of. And I remember reading that as a very young person myself, and it really helped me to interpret experiences that no matter what happens to you, you have a choice about how you let it affect you.
So was that a touchstone for you with Maya Angelou's work, that you would go through something in your own life and you would stop and think, you know, how did Maya process this and how can I do something to walk in her footsteps?
Well, I have to tell you that I consider Maya Angelou the people's poet. For example, her poem, Phenomenal Woman. As I was growing up, I cannot tell you how many times I heard that poem in the community. In fact, I can't help but smile now because I had a cousin who did it for a reading at a community event. And I can still hear her saying, I'm a woman, phenomenal woman, that's me. So she was a great influence, really, on everyday people in the United States who could grasp hold to the beauty and the joy in which she lived her life. Because, again, phenomenal woman, I just think for the hope and joy and sassiness that her poetry infused into everyday life, well, that was a wonderful gift.
I want to take a caller now that we've got on the line. Pam is with us now from Kellogg, Minnesota. Hi, Pam.
Hello. You know, I've been gone all day, and I just heard about Maya, and it's very sad. I didn't even know who she was until Oprah introduced her, as I didn't know who Kenny G was, and now I love both of them. She wrote her cookbook, and her stories were so wonderful, with a story with every recipe, And the phenomenal woman, when I heard her read that, I don't think anyone could read it with the feeling that she did. And very sad that she's gone. She had a lot to teach us, as you said. Very great person.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Pam, for sharing your thoughts. And here's another person, Pam, who's been touched by the phenomenal woman. And it sounds as though, you know, even later in life, maybe especially later in life, she really had a broad audience of people who were introduced to her work through Oprah. She was on TV a lot. She was a public speaker. She was a friend of the Obamas, I gather, as well. She really did go out into the world, and her influence is palpable out there, isn't it?
Well, she also did tours. So she came to Madison some years ago. I was able to see her in person. I was one of the judges for a poetry contest for young poets, and it was a beautiful evening full of Maya Angelou, but also the fact that it was connected to young and upcoming poets, and it was such a memorable evening.
Now, we were talking a bit about Why the Caged Bird Sings, her early work about her girlhood. And one of the things that I didn't know, which was incredibly striking to me, is that apparently until she made her mark with that piece of work, there were literary critics out there who said that the lives of African-American women weren't worthy of memoir, and she proved them wrong with that. So that's a huge watershed moment for literature and for African-American women.
Yes, she showed that our stories were just as riveting and fascinating as anyone else's in the human family, but also the way the books were written, it was just real Maya all the way through. It was as if you were sitting down and she was in your living room and she's telling you her story. So she was able to translate her great storytelling ability into her memoir.
Had you ever met her personally?
I actually did when she came to Madison, Wisconsin.
And what was that like?
Well, she was just as full. I just, to meet Maya Angelou, first of all, you have read her books and, you know, have an idea of the fullness and wonder of her life and her vast experiences on several continents, meeting some of the great leaders like the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And there she stands, a very tall and striking woman with this, again, unforgettable voice. It was a great moment, and she was gracious and kind. But I also have a funny story to tell you because...
And I'm going to have to hit pause on that. We want to hear this story so much, but we have to go to news. So hold on just a moment, Fabu. We're talking with Madison poet Fabu about the life and legacy of Maya Angelou, who died today at the age of 86. We're going to hear that story coming up, and we'd love to have you join the conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'd love to know what Angelou's work meant to you. Did you have a favorite work of hers that you found yourself coming back to? And what sort of legacy does she leave behind? You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking now with Madison-based poet Fabu about the life and legacy of Maya Angelou. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. And we'd love to hear what Maya Angelou meant to you. Were you inspired by her work? And what emotions are you feeling today if she meant something to you? Do you have poems or pieces of her writing that you come back to in your life, maybe as you go through different things and you get some inspiration there? 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we'll go to our phone lines right now. We've got Joan joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Joan.
Hi. Well, I just turned the radio on, and this is the first that I heard that she died today. And I feel horrible and have such wonderful memories. I went to University of Wisconsin Eau Claire to hear her speak when my daughter, who's now 48 years old, was a freshman at Eau Claire. And she really didn't want to go with me because she didn't know who Maya Angelou was. And I kind of made her. And she has thanked me so many times. and I've read so much of her work. Well, she had a wonderful life, and she influenced so many people and did such great things that we have to be thankful for her full life and thankful for what she's left behind.
That's beautifully put, Joan. Thank you so much. And Joan got to see Maya Angelou speak, and you actually got to meet her, Fabu. And before we went to our news, we were going to hear a story. You had a funny story about meeting her.
I do. I have a really good friend, and she also, just like your last listener, met her at an occasion, and she said there had been a long line to get autographs, and she didn't make it in time to get one, and then she saw Miss Maya walking away, and so she started running after her, and she kept hollering her name, Maya, Maya, Maya. So she stopped, turned around, reached out her hand to greet her and to take her paper and sign it. And she said, now you know you're not supposed to be calling me Maya. And, of course, me and my friend just laughed because we're both African-American, both from the South, and understand the respect system. Now, here's this internationally known artist, and for sure people call her Maya Angelou around the world. But she recognized a young Southern girl and knew that there were other things that were in play. So what other people don't know about Maya Angelou is that she knew several languages, that whenever she traveled to a country to work, she believed in learning the language of the people there.
And she lived in Egypt and Ghana.
Yes, yes. She also met Nelson Mandela in 1962, even before he was imprisoned. And yet she lived such a long life that she wrote in his memory, a wonderful poem called His Day Is Done. And I can't help but think, well, today marks the fact that Maya's day is done on this earth, but her poetry and her influence continues on.
Hmm. I want to take another caller now. Let's talk to Lynn, who joins us now in Eau Claire. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Veronica. It was the first thing I heard this morning, and being a woman of just about 60, my elders, the women who inspired me, who paved the way for me, are passing on, and it's hard to wrap your head around. She will leave a big hole in so many lives. She was everyone's mother, sister, friend. We're blessed for her being here.
Oh, thank you so much for those thoughts. I love the way you put that. She was everyone's mother and sister and friend. And she does have that feeling. You know, I've never met her. I've only come as close as her recordings. And I heard her interviewed by Kathleen Dunn on Wisconsin Public Radio. But she did have that quality. You felt like she just sort of wrapped you up in her warmth and her words. And she had wisdom. You talked about her being an elder. And Fabu, you talked about that earlier, too, that she's one of these elders that paved the way for the younger generation of women. How does that factor into the loss today?
Well, it makes us look at ourselves and see that, you know, to take stock. So what we've benefited from, what we've had, the opportunity to learn from them, to understand from them, to have imparted into us, it asks the question, what now will we do with our lives? How will we continue her legacy? You know, when an elder goes, then it's the next generation that's supposed to step up. So it definitely becomes, to me, more of a challenge to be the kind of person that we see leaving the world. And we can say that about so many people. I just referenced Nelson Mandela and the fact that Maya wrote a very beautiful poem about him. When the great ones leave us, it leaves us stunned and saddened, but also I believe that it challenges us to continue their legacy.
Well, thank you so much for that call, Lynn, and it's made me want to hear her voice again. So let's listen to another piece of Maya's voice reading I'm a Rainbow in Somebody's Cloud. This is from 2012.
You need to ask, what's all the selling and the yelling, the beating, and the cheating all about? Take time out. Oh, you can sell your soul for money, then run off to the country for your cookouts and your parties on the lawns. While our children seek sedation in Eastern meditation or visions that go shooting up their arms. When you know that youth is dying on the run, and my daughter trades dope stories with your son, we better ask, what's all the bleeding and the kneading, the killing and the thrilling all about? We better take time out and accept the fact that I am a rainbow in somebody's cloud.
Maya Angelou there reading I'm a Rainbow in Somebody's Cloud. Fabu, what does that poem mean to you?
Well, again, she is speaking to contemporary times, because a lot of what we've talked about are really famous pieces, the ones that we all know from a couple of decades. So I really enjoyed listening to that piece because it speaks to the here and the now. It speaks to the youth and what is happening with them, and asks the rest of us to wake up and be concerned and care about our young ones.
As a poet, does her loss mean something special to you? She was obviously much more than just a poet that you looked up to, but is there something there in particular that you think you'll miss?
Well, I really appreciate all the sentiments of your listeners today, because, again, when I heard And I heard through the request for this interview, I simply cried. I just lowered my head and wept. And I think that's probably the greatest testimony to the influence of her poetry on a human level. And then, of course, I do feel it deeply because of her mastery with words and because I, too, am a wordsmith. So it's just a time to weep and then to wipe our tears and celebrate her very long and full life. And the thing about, to me, one of the most wonderful things about being a poet, Maya Angelou will continue to be rediscovered or discovered again and again in future generations.
We're going to miss her.
Yes, we are, deeply and profoundly.
It's a hard loss, but I think, like you said, the fact that she left a gift for us, she left so much behind, it's something to console ourselves.
It certainly is.
Well, Fabu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was an honor to speak about the life and the words of Maya Angelou.
We've been talking to Fabu, a poet and author based here in Madison. She served as the city's poet laureate from 2008 to 2011. We've been talking about the life and legacy of Maya Angelou, and we'll leave this segment right now by reading the last tweet that Angelou sent out to her followers, which has since been retweeted over 55,000 times. That was a couple hours ago. That tweet said, "Listen to yourself, and in that quietude, you might hear the voice of God."